Yeah, good. How are you? Let me give you the card as well.
Yeah, sure. We got that in Brixton, right?
Yeah, it's the Brixton Gallery.
I've never.
It's near the police station, apparently.
I've got Farrington Road, is that right?
That's right, yeah. There you go, it's a taxi card.
What thing is
it? Two. It's two swipes.
Pardon?
It's two swipes.
I can't hear you say.
It's two swipes.
Two swipes, yeah?
Yeah.
No, I'll give it all back to you in a minute, mate, yeah?
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, I've got Barrington, so I'll find it when I get there.
That's it, yeah, it's Barrington Road.
Everybody.
Like the storm, yeah.
Yeah, and when it came, it relapsed for, it just flew by and all of a sudden it came back again in a vengeance. But it hasn't come back, so unless it's moved, it might have moved north as it was coming through, but.
Yeah, I think that might be the worst going. But I think London's been pretty lucky. I think London's missed all of it,
Yeah, I wish everybody had missed it because it's caused so much trouble.
Yeah. All these political rowing going on as well.
Yeah.
As,
but, I don't get involved in all this politics, who's right and who's wrong, but because whatever happens, happens,
Yeah.
But I like the man in there. I like Cameron. But having said, anybody, all of them, this has been going on since before Christmas, to everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no good saying, oh, there's money there now, and you ain't got to pay this tax and that tax, and all the businesses.
But it took 3 months to get there.
3 months. If they'd have dredged the rivers for, literally, it would be peanuts now.
Yeah.
Compared.
They would have saved so much more money. So,
yeah, and a lot of, not all of them maybe, but a lot of the places would have been, they'd be flooded, but not like it is now, if you know what
yeah,
I mean.
Exactly, yeah. But
they've got to do something about it. What can they do? I see that in the telly, it must have been over the weekend, I should imagine, that there's a man in Holland and he's just a specialist. I can't think what they call it, but there was truckloads and truckloads of lorries from Holland with these big, they look like big tunnels on them, and they fix them all together, and they're pumps.
Yeah.
And they pump. It's funny how water, because water, you can't stop water kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it flows down into this estuary, the water, and all of a sudden, it has to come back out again.
Oh, okay.
And these things throw it out, and it goes out to sea faster. They call them like channels or canals underneath. It's like things that lead our waste out into the sea, kind of thing.
Ah, so it just pushes it out a bit quicker.
And they're here now, and after 3 months, but.
Yeah, I mean. A lot of people have said as soon as the Thames started flooding, suddenly the government get very worried, because the Eton and all the places where all the rich people hang out are started to get affected by the flooding. It's funny.
Well, I went to the airport today, just past the airport, Heathrow, and I'm pretty sure it's Junction 4 where I came off. If you come off at Junction 5, which is in a motor, it's 5 minutes away, there's a place called Datchet, it's underwater. You see it on the news last night.
Yeah, Datchet, yeah.
So we're not that far away. We'll be all right here. We don't get flooded here, but, you don't realise how close these floods are to where we are.
Definitely, yeah.
Datchet, I go through Datchet, several times a year.
So, yeah, it's Wednesday the 12th of February, and we're here in the Brixton East Gallery on 100 Barrington Road, where my friend Andres has got a community exhibition, some nice art going on. There's going to be some music, and it's open until Friday night on Valentine's Day for those of you who live in London town. So we're sitting here getting it all set up, and you should come along because there's some really nice stuff going on. There's going to be some really good music, and at the moment, sort of like setting it all up, some of the guys just left to go and get a PA. Sort of all of that's getting organised at the moment.
This is quite a big place. There's two floors, and it's very, very near Brixton Police Station, so it's a great place if you can come along.
Just recording it for a bit of...
Are you recording it?
Yeah, a bit of memory. Okay. They're just setting up here. What's this place called? It's like the East Gallery, isn't it?
Brixton. Yeah, Brixton East Gallery, yeah.
Yeah. Where did they get the mic stand from?
We used a small sheet holder. You know, put it up together. We taped the microphone to the top of it.
Ah, okay. There you go, you find ways. Independence with the bass and singing it well.